far as like Ciprian and Gratz and Jokel and those other guys who are now in their second season, do you feel like anybody else has really turned that corner yet?
Well, I know, you know, as you look at them, I think they've all progressed in many ways. I know what you're looking for is consistency. And, you know, we've had some conversations about Jonathan Ciprian, who may have not played his best game in Dallas, but over the course, how we evaluate is by factors and, you know, how much impact do they have on the game. And he's played pretty well over the course of the year. So, you know, he's a guy that comes to mind. I think with Gratz, he's a guy that I think has started off maybe a little bit slow, had that injury, but then has progressed pretty well. But probably the biggest one on defense is Demetrius. You know, he's probably the guy that has really done a nice job. I see him playing with a lot of confidence right now. So he'd probably be the one on defense that really stands out.
Jed said about Blake earlier this week, and you mentioned it last night about routine for him.
Yeah.
Have you told him to adjust his routine, or is it you guys figuring out what works for him?
Well, you know what? I think what you think should happen was, okay, let's study these quarterbacks that have been great and really see what they've done and then just do everything they've done, you know, but everybody's different. I'm sure Brett Favre's routine isn't the same as Peyton Manning's, you know, nor do you want him to be the same. I think you want to find out what works for that individual. That's what I've seen is everybody should have a routine. They just got to find out what works out best for them. And I think that's what Blake's going through right now. I think he was developing routine. He said, okay, this is the base fundamental things I need to make sure I get done. And now I think he's tweaking it. You know, maybe I need a little bit more film study in this area, a little bit less in this area. Or, you know, I think he's tweaking it that way.
We talked about Mercedes kind of needing to step up without Allen Robinson available. But how much is there on Cecil to kind of elevate what he's been giving you?
Well, I think it's, you know, really when you look at offensively, you know, through the whole season, we're really short Allen Robinson, you know, now for this game because Mercedes is back, Cecil's in, you know. So with one guy, you're going to have injuries. And for us, offensively, really, we're pretty fortunate. So I think, you know, the whole team feels like, okay, you know, we all got to step up, especially after coming off the bye week, you know, having a chance to self-evaluate. I don't know if it's just one. I don't know if Cecil says, okay, now it's on me. I think the whole offense and defense feel that urgency for everybody to step up and not do anything that they're not capable of doing, but just making sure they're doing the things they are capable of doing.
Blake obviously played really well and then struggled a little bit instead of vice versa. Do you think because of that, people's expectations became a little skewed of what he was capable of?
Well, I'm sure, you know, when you go through, like, preseason and you see him do some things in preseason, you say, wow. And, you know, so you know that you're going to have some ups and downs. And that's with really everybody. I think the more experience you have, maybe those differences aren't as drastic. And for him, you know, he's seen a wide variety. It's just like a running back. Running back comes in his first game and might have 120 yards rushing. And then teams start to say, okay, we see his running style. We see what he does well. And we start positioning guys accordingly. And I think that's a little bit happening with Blake is that, you know, maybe teams played a little bit softer coverage, did this. Hey, he did really well. Okay, and let's go to tight coverage. And then maybe he struggled a little bit, but now he's getting better at that. I think that's what you're seeing with him. He's experiencing a lot of different looks right now. And, you know, I think what we're trying to find is also what he does well. And, you know, I think when you look at a player, the biggest thing, I think I said this before with the team, is you're looking for, you want to make sure they're confident. They got to have confidence. And a player must have self-confidence. And the only way, I believe that you can gain self-confidence, but there's one way is repetition, repetition, repetition. That's first and foremost. So that's what we have to find out what he does well and then repeat it over and over and over again. And we're really doing that with our team. And it's the beginning stages. We're finding out what he does well. And then the things that we found out thus far, you're going to start seeing them over and over again.